America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, joining us on the River Islands Guest Line, Brian Baldinger, presented by our proud partner, Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. Building better starts with Golden State. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. Before we get into football, Baldy, good morning to you. Looking dapper in that NFL Network polo. I got to ask you, you're from the old school too. And we're just for the last 10 minutes spitballing how this younger generation, they sat me, especially the guys, because all they want to do is text and DM girls. What happened to just having a conversation, dialing a phone number and just talking on the phone for an hour instead of just doing the text and stuff, Baldy? What kind of game is that? They've got no hope, Baldy. It disappoints me.
Not only that, I can go back a generation before that, Bonte, where I called my girl because we only had one phone in the house, right?
Yep.
So we went to the payphone. We went to the payphone and we're dropping dimes in the payphone to talk to our girl at night, you know, and check in on things. There was no text. It wasn't even forget the phone call. It was a payphone phone call, you know, where you could have some privacy with your girl. Like, it was like, yeah, I'm from that school, man. Like, I believe in conference. In fact, even my girlfriend right now, like, I honestly, like, I call her.
Thank you.
I'll send a text in a moment, but I call her. I want to hear her voice. She wants to hear my voice. Like, I don't know. Like, you miss a lot when you're doing it like the kids are doing it right now.
Thank you, Baldy. You're the man for that. I love it so much. Real quick on Monday Night Football, you agree with the decision by Tampa Bay before we get to the Niners and CMC? Go for two or not go for two? I felt like in my heart, Arrowhead Stadium, you're on the road, you're desperate, you've lost two in a row, you have to keep pace with the Falcons who have swept you within that division. Do you go for two or not? Did you agree with the decision to not go for two, Baldy?
I see that happen, obviously, before, and maybe analytics, for whatever that's worth, maybe that's the decision. I had no problem of going into overtime because, you know, you might get to coin flip, you know, and you might be able to go down and score. But then, you know, I think Todd Bowles believes in his defense. Like, I know it's Mahomes. I know it's Kansas City. You're in Arrowhead. But, you know, make a stop, force a field goal. I mean, they ran the ball, you know, from third and one at the two. Like, a lot of teams can't gain a yard. Now, Kansas City's a little different than most teams. A lot of teams can't gain a yard down there. I see it every week. And so you got Vita Vea in there. Like, go stop the run. But I didn't think it was a bad decision on that situation by Todd Bowles not to go for two.
So how big of an advantage do the Niners have? They've had 2 weeks to prepare for Tampa Bay. Tampa's on a short week. Now they're going to be at home. Just in terms of preparation and being ready to go, like, it feels like this is a perfect spot for the Niners right now. And I'm not trying to overlook Tampa. I'm just saying they got a lot of built-in advantages here.
There's no doubt about it. And I'm going to be at that game this weekend in Tampa. I'm excited to go down there. It's also going to be 88 degrees down there. It's going to be a lot like what you went through with Arizona. But it is. I mean, when that schedule came out, I'm sure Todd Bowles is saying, like, okay, we're doing Monday night in Kansas City because the country wants to see the Chiefs and Mahomes. Okay, but we got to be on the road, and we got to come back and host the 49ers, who, oh, by the way, are coming off a 10-day, you know, layoff here of being fresh. So there is a huge advantage at this time of the year to get a mini bye like San Francisco has, and then for Tampa to have to turn around, you know, and probably play another game without Mike Evans. You know, that's a real challenge right now.
The weather, you said 88 degrees. Is rain in the forecast for Sunday, Baldy?
I don't know about that. I know. Okay. I just know that it's going to be hot and Florida humid down there. And
yeah.
Anybody that, you know, I have a place in Florida. I'm down there a lot. That humidity is just different than everywhere else, even this time of the year. So, you know, you got to hydrate. You got to do all those things because you'll cramp up down there if you're not careful.
Real quick, Baldy, on the weather, though, in case it is inclement weather, we were just spitballing last hour. How do teams prepare for bad weather games? Like, we saw the rain and the fog yesterday in Kansas City. Green Bay was nasty. Detroit goes out there and punks them and smashes them, just runs the ball right down their throat and just control the football game. How does a team prepare for inclement weather type of games? Do they just go indoors and throw water over the footballs? How does that work there?
Well, I would say, you know, the irony is that, you know, Jordan Love must have fumbled three snaps. Now, he had a new center in there. Elton Jenkins was in there. But they had some bad snaps. And I'm not saying it lost the game for them. But, you know, they were constantly, you know, dropping a ball and falling on it and losing yards. I mean, look, every team has a wet ball drill. I remember one time being in Green Bay when Favre was there. And I think it was preseason. I went in, they had an indoor practice. And literally, they had one of their trainers, whoever, ball boy, like just taking these footballs and just dunking them in a pail of water. And Favre was just throwing wet balls. You know, like, I mean, teams prepare for it. I mean, you have to. And, you know, whether you wear gloves, not wear gloves, you're checking out your spikes before the game. Last thing you want to do is slipping on the field. Short spikes, long spikes. Like, you got to, you know, there's a great deal of preparation when you're getting ready for a game that can be inclement.
What are the reasonable expectations for CMC? I mean, he's one of the best players in the league when he's healthy, but this isn't a normal ankle sprain or a knee sprain or something like that. And if you told me he played three snaps, I'd believe you. If you told me he played the rest of the season, I might believe that too. What are you expecting from CMC?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know, Joe. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know if he knows. You know, I mean, I see where the windows open to start practicing. Because his whole game, I mean, any running back, but especially him, his whole game is explosion. Whether it's 2 foot cuts, explosive cuts out of your off your zone cuts, in traffic, his whole game is explosion. And so, can he get the explosive feel back in his legs? Can he do what we saw him do the last 2.5 years in San Francisco, where he's the most dynamic player in the league? Like, if he loses that, what does he have? Is he just a good back, or is he still an elite back? I don't know if he knows. Like, I remember talking to Aaron Rodgers this summer, and we were just asking about his Achilles and coming back from it. And he said, like, every day something new would happen in practice. Like, defense lineman, you know, wins the down. He's chasing him. He's got to get out of harm's way, and he's got to explode without thinking about it. And the day that I talked to him in practice and training camp, he was able to get out of harm's way. And he said that was a big deal to him. And so I think a little bit is, okay, you take it easy, kind of start running through some plays, and then you gradually, add speed to it. I don't know if he's going to know if he's got his explosion back until he's actually on the field, whenever that is. Hopefully it's, you know, when he's really ready to come back. If he's going to be able to dart and make people miss the way he's been doing.
If he does tear it, how devastating would that be for his career, a running back? Now, we see Rodgers come back. Doesn't quite look the same, but he is playing. He can still spin it. Thought he played well last Thursday against the Houston Texans. But if he does aggravate something, how detrimental could that be for Christian McCaffrey's career, Baldy?
Well, I mean, I think it could be doomsday. I mean, I'm not here to, you know, put a black cloud over this thing, but it could be doomsday if he can't get that. It's like every running back, you know, I'm watching Dalvin Cook in Dallas. Like it's been done. It's been done for Dalvin. He's been a great player in his league, but it's over for him. So Ezekiel Elliott, it's over. Like these guys lose their explosion. Like if McCaffrey can't get that elite stop-start quickness of his game, if he can't get that back, is he going to be just another back that, you know, we just talk about the old days?
Wow.
Or I mean, that's how I feel about it. It's just that critical because every running back has X amount of hits in them before they just start to fade. You know, sometimes you don't know. Derrick Henry still has it. Emmitt Smith had it for a long time, but his game wasn't built on stop and start and quickness. Dorsett's went after 10 years. Like, everybody's a little bit different. I played with Eric Dickerson. He was the best back in the league for six straight years in a row. He tears his hamstring in Cincinnati one day. He had a hard time getting 4 yards to carry the rest of his career. Although it went to Atlanta and he went to the Raiders, but he wasn't the same after that hamstring tear.
Wow. I mean, that's sobering. Sobering to even
no doubt.
To contemplate. Just looking at the Niners as a whole, they're 4-4 right now. Obviously, they've got a huge stretch of games ahead of them. To this point, what's the thing that they can hang their hat on as a team on either side of the ball?
Well, they run the ball very well. I mean, you lose McCaffrey, and here comes Jordan Mason, and, you know, the last couple days, last couple games, Garendo comes in. They have consistently run the ball very well. That's the one thing I think that you can hang. And I think they have, and every team needs this. I think they have an outstanding rookie class. And those kids bring juice. They don't really know what they don't know. They're still learning. But, you know, they've got interceptions, big hits. You're looking at, you know, maybe Pearsall has a great second half of the season with Ayuk out. You're looking at, you know, Dominic Pooney at right guard has been a mainstay basically every play this whole season. Like, the rookie class has been outstanding, and their ability to continue to be able to run the ball is two things I think you can hang your hat on.
Talking to Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Don't forget about the best football show podcast that he hosts. It's really, really good. NFL Network, at Baldy NFL on X/Twitter. And he's here on the River Islands Guest Line, of course, on the Morning Roast. Baldy, what is one thing the Niners absolutely have to clean up if they do want to make a run at this thing and threaten the Lions and the Packers and the Eagles and these powers in the NFC? What is the one thing they absolutely have to flip?
I like to see the passing game, you know, pick up. They've thrown 10 touchdown passes in 8 games. I think that has to improve. I mean, you're on pace to throw 20. They need, you know, but I think if they're really going to make a run in the playoffs, like, they got to finish the season after 17 games at 30 touchdown passes.
Mm.
Like, their passing game has to pick up, especially the way the run game has been and their play action passes off it. I think the passing game and finishing these drives, we talked about it all year, you know, red zone, whatever. Like, it has to result in touchdowns. And, you know, if touchdown passes, I believe you got to be up around 30. I think if you're going to be in the playoffs and if you're going to make a playoff push, because you're going to have to throw the ball. You're going to go and see better defenses. Last year, of course, they're down 17 to Detroit. If they can't throw the ball as well as they did, they're not winning that football game, being down 17 in the third quarter. So I believe that, you know, touchdown passes have got to go up and red zone efficiency has got to improve.
I'm gonna say it on the front end. I'll give you some time to think about it. I'll give you who I believe to be it, because we're going to ask the audience here. Pick either side of the ball. team MVP on offense, team MVP on defense for the 49ers, just through eight games, obviously. It's not the full season. I like Fred Warner on defense, 66 tackles, sack, interception, four forced fumbles, and George Kittle has just been awesome. The guy is still as great as ever, and I think that he is a tone setter for this team, and when he's out there, they're just a different team altogether. So if you had to pick on both sides of the ball, who are you going with in terms of MVP through eight games?
That's hard to argue with either one of those, honestly, Joe. I mean, you know, Fred on defense for sure, because I still think after these 10 days, the way he comes back from these 10 days and what he's doing to take the ball away right now, I mean, he's a legitimate candidate still for defensive player of the year. So I would say Fred and George have no problem with what George has done. I might say Jordan Mason just to change up with you a little bit, just because he's been that good. And that unexpectedly good. So I don't know how his shoulder is right now after these 10 days. Hopefully he's back to close to 100%. But I would say that the only other guy I would consider is Mason at this point.
This is the best you see George Kittle play football. I can make the argument that this may be his best season thus far. I mean, the 500 yards receiving, what he does in the run game, the leadership that he's showing on his football team, stepping up when guys are out like Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel. Is this the best version of George Kittle that you've seen on film, Baldy?
Yeah. I mean, he's always brought juice to this organization, always. The way they plays the game, the way he attacks. But I think he's getting better. You know, I mean, he still has breakaway speed. We've seen it after the catch this year. His ability to just go up, and I mean, the one touchdown catch, you know, in the corner of the end zone is just an elite, elite play. So we've seen the elite plays, but the blocking is just as good. Mason and Garendo aren't running the way they are right now without George Kittle's blocking. And just the pure joy and pleasure that he takes in good blocks is still pretty much unparalleled. There was Gronk for a long time in this league that I think felt like that. But I would say the torch has been passed to George. Like, he loves throwing a great block. And sometimes if he can get two, like a good Macy's Day sale, he can get two for one, he'll celebrate those just as much.
Halfway through the year, how are you assessing Kyle Shanahan and his coaching job this year? On him as the head guy, him as the play caller, hiring defensive coordinators, all that stuff. Like, what would your assessment be of the first half?
Well, I mean, I think it's been a stressful year, Joe. I mean, you come off a disappointing playoff loss. You have a number of holdouts. And then worse than, you know, Ayuk and Trent being out all offseason and really unknowing and knowing that there's real legit trade talk for Ayuk. You're going to lose your best receiver. And then this injury to McCaffrey where he's not available. I just think it's been really tough on him. You make the change at defense coordinator, but the defense line isn't what it once was as far as just talent. And now you want this defense coordinator just to fix things, and you're playing all these rookies in the secondary right now. I think it's been a tough year on him. And so you just, what you have to do is, you know, when they came off the bye week last year, they weren't playing good football. They'd lost three in a row, and then they came back from the bye, and they hit their stride. They won six in a row, whatever it was. But, you know, that's what I'm looking for right now. I think they're in a position right here. The schedule is going to remain tough. Obviously, the division is only going to get tougher the way Arizona's playing and the way the Rams are playing right now. So you're going to have a lot of tough division games. But I just think it's been stressful for Kyle. I mean, we've seen a lot of teams just go in the tank and just basically fall apart after Super Bowl losses. They're still right in the middle of it, probably not with the record that you expect the 49ers to have. But considering all the stuff that has happened, the fact that they're still relevant, big game this weekend on the road. Got a lot of work yet to do, I'd say that. A
couple more minutes with Brian Baldinger, the smartest man in football, in my opinion, of modern day. Or poor man's job ad, we could say here. Job ad 2.0, whatever it is. But, Baldy, the deadline today is 1 p.m., the trade deadline. And we see the Lions as Za'Darius Smith. I want to get your thoughts on that in just a second. But do the Niners need to make a deal today? And if they do, what position should they trade for? Any names we should keep an eye out on?
Well, it's the arms race. You know, Baltimore went and got a receiver. Detroit's getting a defensive end in Za'Darius, who's a good player and a great teammate. We're seeing moves made. Like, honestly, if I was John Lynch, I would pick up the phone and call Dan Morgan in Carolina and just see what it would take to get Jadeveon Clowney.
Mm.
Like, Jadeveon Clowney is better than Chase Young. He plays the game harder. He is an elite athlete. He just brings juice to your team. He's not a great pass rusher. Chase wasn't either. But he brings a ton of energy. He has incredible length. He's excellent against the run. And when you get into space and you need athletes to close space up, to chase people down, like, he can still run and chase with the best of them. He's sitting there in Carolina. He just had a great game last week. But I feel like Jadeveon is the guy that I would want on my team. He was part of Baltimore's defense last year. He had 9.5 sacks. They were the number one defense in football. They led the league in takeaways. They gave up the fewest points, and he was a big part of that. I just think he's the right attitude, experience. I think Nick would love to have him in the room. I feel like that's the guy that if I was John Lynch, I would try to get.
Baldy, who are we not talking about on the 49ers, just as a fan base? Like, I know Purdy's the easy one, and maybe it is someone who's as obvious as Purdy, but who's the guy that's just, he's got to just play better football for them in November and December, for them to be considered a threat to a team like Detroit, who clearly feels like the juggernaut of the NFC?
Well, I feel like almost the most important position in football right now is your nickel corner. Like, I remember when Charles Woodson, left the Raiders and went to the Packers. He was the nickel corner. He played safety, but he was the most dominant nickel corner of all time. He led the team in tackles from that position. And, you know, all the things that he did to take the ball away. He loved playing in that spot because he was a big factor in the run game, and he was a great tackler. Like, I think D'Amador Lenore is a guy nationally we don't talk about enough. I think he has a chance to be a great nickel because of his willingness to stick his nose in there and be a factor in the run game. If you look at the best teams in football right now, if you're looking at the Eagles, you're looking at the Ravens, you're looking at the Lions, you're looking at the Chiefs, all these teams are running the ball more than they're throwing it. Buffalo.
Yep.
They're all running it more than they're throwing it. Like, you're going to have to stop good running teams if you get to the playoffs. If you play the Rams, you got to stop Kyren Williams. If you play the Cardinals, you got to stop Connor. So, and that's a big part of that position. I feel like that's a guy that is only, because he's kind of new to it, I feel like he's got a chance to be really good at that position.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Baldy. You bring up all these teams, Arizona 5-4. They're cooking something up in the desert. They're playing hard. What a dominant victory over the Chicago Bears. I didn't see, I wasn't surprised that they won, but not that dominant against the Bears team that was rolling. The Lions, you bring up their running game with Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, and they look like world beaters out there. Saquon Barkley's having a resurgence. We know the Lions right now are the cream of the crop in the NFC. It feels like the NFC is going to have to run through them. But what is the team in the NFC that we're not talking about? Is it the Rams? Is it the Eagles? Is it the Packers? Who are we not talking about in the NFC that will have something to say when it's all said and done?
Well, I think you have to talk about Washington. Mm. You know, because of the way that they're so efficient on offense, you can't get the quarterback to make a mistake. You know, like, honestly, he doesn't turn the ball over. I think he still has 2 interceptions on the season right now. And then his decision-making is elite. And they're very good on third down. They're a very good running football team. Defensively, they're not great. But if they're playing with the lead and you let Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr., the defense coordinator, dial up some of the blitzes that they have, they can affect the quarterback. So I think Minnesota and Washington are 2 teams that people probably aren't talking enough about right now.
This NFC is shaping up to be a dandy here. Detroit, the Packers, the Vikings, you just mentioned, the Commanders. They're Chaska and I were arguing about the Commanders yesterday, and I do think they're real. I can't wait to see them in Philly or play Philadelphia in a couple weeks here. But the NFC is shaking out to be a juggernaut here. We see that the Niners can roll. Baldy, though, does it mean something before we let you go? The last 2 years, the Niners are 14-1 in the months of November and December. They're 16-2 after their bye week. Can they take that? Saying, hey, look, we've been really good in these last 2 months here. What does it take to be really good in November and December?
Well, I mean, the last 2 years they had McCaffrey in the lineup. So, we had put him in the lineup at full speed. That does change things. It changes play calling and matchups. And, you know, when you got to make plays, you got a guy right now that you can absolutely depend on. So maybe if he becomes a part of this thing, they can continue that stretch. But if not, I mean, nobody cares. Nobody cares. Everybody wants to see the 49ers fall off a cliff. People want to see Kyle Shanahan fail. That's just the world we live in. So it's, you know, it's the 53 guys in that room right now. But I still believe that they can come out of this thing and still win this division. They're going to get a real strong test. Even Arizona already made a move. They never make moves. But that move that they just made yesterday to get a pass rusher out of Denver, it tells everybody in that locker room in Arizona, we're not just the same old Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
We're here to upgrade our roster. We need a pass rusher. We got one right now. Now let's go continue the way we're playing. And then, look, the Rams were a great second-half team last year. They're very well coached. They got a rookie center, rookie left guard. It doesn't matter to them. They lose Puka. They lose Cooper. It doesn't matter. Like, but they're coming back to full strength, and they're just so well coached. And those four young defense linemen they drafted the last 2 years are getting really good.
Oh, Fisk and Verse out of Florida. Oh, my gosh, yeah. I'm getting nightmares about the Rams and the Cardinals here. No doubt the NFC West could come down to the last week of the season. Baldy, always good to talk to you, man. The Niners are back on the field, and this thing is ramping up, baby. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. See you, Joe. See you, Bonte.
See you, buddy.
All right, Baldy. Take care, brother. Take care. Brian Baldinger, man. This NFC is stacking up. Are you surprised he said the Commanders?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.